Welcome to the podcast. Here we explore ambition, well-being, and impact, and we dive deep under the surface level tactics so that you can build a freedom-focused business on your terms. Hi, I'm your host, Annalise Warne, an agency CEO, business strategist, and coach, as well as a wife and homeschooling, traveling mama of four little ones. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational business leaders, as well as practical marketing and leadership strategies that you can action right away. So, let's get into it. Okay, let's go. It is 2024. It is the start of a brand new shiny year. And although you've probably already done your strategic planning for 2024, you may not have. I know a lot of people do it in October, and then some people wait until after this whole Christmas madness and do it in January before they kick off again in Feb. So either way, I wanted to go through my process here. And if you want a copy of the resource that I am taking you through on audio, go to annalisewarne.com/plan, and you'll see that in the show notes as well. And you can download the guide. It's an Excel sheet with some tabs there. And I use this with all of my clients. My peers and I, we do this in our circle group. So this is super big picture thinking all the way down to 12-week plan, nitty gritty. And I really ummed and ahed whether to give this away for free or not, an idea. So why it is still available, go and snap it up, because this is something that we could definitely charge for and could be worth millions in your business as a resource. And that is not even to talk about the changes that you can make in your life when you ask yourself these questions. Truly, these are powerful questions, and I'm really excited to take you through. So I want you to be pausing this and thinking about what it is. If you're on a walk or you're driving or something like that, I want you to think about each element as I'm guiding you through. And if not, if you need to write, then leave this one for when you can write, schedule it on your calendar. We all know it's not going to happen. So if you want it to happen, then stop right now or bookmark a time when you can actually go through and do this for yourself. But I'm going to guide you through today. So number one, what we are talking about, before we do this, before we go through the plan, I want you to think about first how you showed up this year. Like, what did that feel like? Because I've said this before, I think I said this even in our last episode, very few people are really driven for success. For most people, success is merely a preference, not a necessity. Now, I learned this from John Mitchell from Think It Be It. And so I want you to think about, as you're walking through this, don't set the bar too low. You do not have to settle for mediocrity. You do not have to settle for mediocrity. So ask yourself as you go through this, as you think about what you have done in the last 12 months, is there areas that you have been complacent, and that is there areas that you have let fear of failure or that comfort in mediocrity hold you back from what you really could achieve? And when you're thinking about this, when you're thinking about success, think about, what does success really look like for you? What does success on your terms look like? Because when I say success, when I say think bigger and all of that, some people are like, yeah, but I don't want, you know, this $100 million business or whatever. That is 150% fine. Amazing. I know. It doesn't matter if your goal is not monetary. success on your terms might look like being able to pay your bills and not put your kids in daycare. Like, whatever success looks like for you, but don't limit it. Don't settle for mediocrity because you think that you can't achieve what you really want. And that's what I want you to get in touch with, was what do you really want? Not what does society want you to want? What does family want you to want? What do you think that you can achieve? That's not the question. What can you achieve this year is not the question. What do you want? What does success on your terms really look like? Because you get to have that. You can have that. We can create a plan where you work towards that and you claim that. So do not settle. Do not set the bar too low, below what you really want. Say yes to that yearning that you have. It doesn't matter what that is. It doesn't have to be, you know, global corporation, team of a thousand. Like, it doesn't have to be that. It might be, I want to take my kids on a trip around the world. Do not set the bar too low based on what you think you can achieve. Maybe you've set goals before and you've been disappointed. Don't let that stop you. Do not settle for mediocrity just because you are afraid of failure. If that is you, pause that now, audio message me on Instagram, and let's talk about it. Let's talk about it, because I see too many women hold themselves back because of this, and it really upsets me. Like, right now, I'm kind of like on the verge of tears thinking about it. Do not settle. You are powerful beyond measure. You can have whatever it is that you want. And maybe you weren't taught that, and maybe you haven't seen that in your life yet, but you can. You can. I believe in you. I believe in you. All right. With that, let's dive in. So the first thing that we look at is that long-term vision, like thinking about that next 10 to 20 years and envisioning the life that we want to live. Now, this is the fun part, but maybe this is the scary part. Maybe you're in the midst of, you know, toddlers and babies waking you up in the middle of the night, and that the thought of 10 or 20 years ahead is like mind-boggling. And that's totally fine. But we cannot make good decisions now if we have no idea where we're going. So this doesn't have to be a crystal clear picture. You don't even need to know how you're going to achieve this. You probably definitely actually going to know. What a sentence. You're not going to know how to achieve this. But what do you want to be, do, and have in each area of your life in the next 10 to 20 years? So there's columns for every one of those. Be, do, have. And a why column as well. And the rows, the areas that we're thinking about in terms of being and doing and having, are health and wellness, because we are nothing without our health. The next one's personal development. Who do we want to be? How do we want to show up? For me, this is around character development, around responding, not reacting. It's about being generous. Family and relationships. What do you want to be, do, and have is the next one. For me, what comes up there is thinking about the dynamics of my immediate family and me and my four children and my husband. What does that look like in 10 to 20 years? They'll all be grown up. So what am I doing now to cultivate the life that I want to be living alongside them then? The fourth is career. What do you want to be, do, and have with your career? Which for you as a business owner means some pretty big decisions. Are you building something to sell? Are you building something to just close down? Are you building something that will be able to operate without you and you still remain the business owner or the CEO? The fifth is wealth. What do you want to be, do, and have in terms of your wealth? And the last is lifestyle. And what do you want to be, do, and have? And how do you want to live? What does your lifestyle look like in 10 or 20 years? And if 10 or 20 years is too far in advance, then choose 5, but I encourage you to stretch it to 10. Because my daughter turned 11 yesterday, and quite amazingly, like that just went by in a flash. And I realized in 10 years she'll be 21, which really shook me. And that doesn't seem so far away, actually. It seems really far and not so far, all in the same breath. So that's the long-term vision. And the reason that we do that first is because if we're making decisions now that are taking us in the total opposite direction to this, then that's a red flag. So if we are not doing anything about wealth management right now, and not knowing, being really bad with money, not even having finance on our calendar as a weekly thing to kind of look at our bank accounts and check in at, yet we've got some really significant wealth goals and we need to be investing and that sort of thing, that's not just going to happen. And so that would be a signal for me to go, oh, hang on, I'm not doing, these are my wealth goals, but yet I'm not doing anything on a day-to-day basis or weekly basis around wealth. So what are we going to do about that? Or the same time, if my career goals here in 10 to 20 years are to be a world-class public speaker, like speaker, paid speaker, and yet I'm not working on that skill now, I'm not doing any speaking, I'm not, then again, red flag. How can I be a world-class speaker in 10 years if I'm not working on that skill whatsoever now? So just some things to get down on paper to know what we're walking towards. Because if we're thinking about these goals as the top of the mountain, and that doesn't mean it's the end, because we never get to the end of our, we never arrive. It's actually about the journey. But if we're talking about this as in this metaphor as the peak of the mountain, are we actually walking up that mountain now? Are we taking those first steps up that mountain, or are we on a completely different mountain? In which case, what we're going to do next is going to need to change a little. So, what we do next is look at our 1 and 3 year plans. So, if we're thinking about sort of our 3 year intentions, then what are we going to focus on now? And so, when we're thinking about our 3 year vision, what does that look like in terms of those aspects? And so, in terms of the areas that we just said, health and wellness, personal development, family and relationships, career, wealth, lifestyle. And if we're looking at our 3 year vision of that, then what are we focusing on this year? What are the, what growth? What are we going to, what skills are we going to focus on cultivating? What experiences are we going to put on the calendar? What are we investing in this year now for this next year in working towards that 3 year vision? Because we can't go after 6 different things really strongly all at the same time. If you have some significant growth opportunities in your 3 year vision, you're going to work them off one at a time. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have a health goal and a personal development goal at the same time, or you can't have health and family at the same time. But if there's something significant that you need that you're going to learn how to do, or there's something that you need to get the business to a certain level, or you need to, you're going to. This might be steps towards that. So what steps are you taking this year? If you want to have a popular podcast with a certain amount of listens and you don't even have a podcast yet, well, number one is going to be to start a podcast. So what does that look like? The 3 year and the 1 year vision, the 3 year vision and the 1 year focus, the highlight parts of that. And when you have that, you're going to have these broad focus areas for this year. So once you have those broad focus areas, like for me last year was systems, was really refining everything and creating the foundation and the systems for everything that is going to carry my business for the next, 5 years, I'd say. And so that was the goal. And this year is just to refine those things. And there's no major projects that are coming up for me. It's going to just be, I know what the launches are. We're doing those launches, content, like everything's just staying the same. A lot of it's staying the same. And so what that, I know already what that looks like for me. And now you've got your focus areas for this year. I want you to think about your last 12 months. And as you think about your last 12 months, this is going to help get in even clearer focus what you're going to be working on this year and working on for the next 3 months. So, in that, what are you going to continue to do? What are the things that are working for you and they're aligned with the vision that you are going to continue doing that you did in the last 12 months? So once you have that list of continue doing, I want you to ask yourself, what are you going to stop doing? So what are the things that are not working for you at all or are not aligned with your vision? Right? What are things that are on the wrong mountain? What are you going to kick off the mountain? What are you going to take out of your backpack? What are the things not working for you? And then, now that you've assessed those, what are you going to improve the way that you've been doing? So things that you've been con that yes, you're going to continue, but what are you going to improve? Things that you've been working on, the current method isn't currently working as well as it could be that you're going to improve. What are those things? And what are you going to start doing that you're not doing yet, but that you know will accelerate your process, your vision, that are going to accelerate the vision? So they're the four things in the 12-month reflection. What are you going to continue? What are you going to stop? What are you going to improve? And what are you going to start? Those four things are so powerful when you ask yourself those questions. And this is the, I've seen a lot of planners and I've seen a lot of different methods of doing this. And this is honestly the most elegant way that I've seen of reflecting on the last 12 months. And so I hope you really enjoy this process and get really honest and then get really excited about what you're not going to take with you. And what does this year actually look like? What are you starting? Because guess what? Then you get to put it on the calendar. And so I just want to get, I just want to prompt you with some of these things. When you're thinking about the things that you're going to be taking with you, make sure that you're thinking about how clear you are on your offer, the problem that you're solving, the people that you're working with, and then what does your marketing ecosystem look like? How are you getting in front of new people? How are you nurturing them, building relationship with them, and how are you selling to them? What does that actually look like? And what support are you getting in your business? So either support from a coach or support from a VA or both of those things. What does support look like in your business in the next year? Because again, if you're doing all of this yourself, is that are you walking up the right mountain? And these can be big questions that feel stretchy. And so then what are you doing in terms of mindset to be able to step into that? Because when we grow, our capacity grows and our business grows. But if we settle, like I was talking about earlier, if we don't believe we can do it, and so we make decisions from that place, then we're never going to have what we want. Our business is not going to grow. We get what we ask for, we get what we expect. So if you expect limited results, if you expect mediocrity because that's what you're going for, then that's what you're going to get. And so really ask yourself questions around your offer, your marketing funnel, and the support that you're getting in your business. And underpinning all of that is mindset. So how are you working on those things? And so maybe go back to start, stop, continue, improve, and think about those areas as well. And then map out your months. So map out from January to December and plan your launches. When are you launching? When are you selling? What are you selling when? So if you know that you want to run, that you want 5 clients a month, then what is your monthly sales mechanism for that? Or if you want to start a mentoring group and you want to open that twice a year, what months are you opening them? Because then that dictates your content. So the content leading up to your launch is going to be aligned with the messaging of your launch. So you can prepare people in mindset wise leading up to that, going preparing them to say yes to that offer, letting them know that this is what you can help them with, this is why they might join you, all of those things, getting them prepared to hear the offer in your content. So that's going to be leading up to it. So planning that out. And then once you've got your year roughly planned out, I know planning a year can be really freaky, and that's fine. You don't have to map it out super in detail, but just map out when are you launching, when are you off, when are you, those like broad strokes. That's fine. We can do broad strokes. And guess what? It gets to change because you're the boss. But again, it's about what mountain are we walking up? We can't move anywhere if we don't have a map, and that's the map. And then you choose your 12-week plan. And so for this, I do want you to go and download that document, annalisewarren.com/plan, because that's going to be all there. And what we go through here is we recap the short vision, the long-term vision. We think about maybe is there a theme for the 3 months? Is it maybe systems or foundation or team or launch or something like that? That doesn't have to be. And we go through our priorities for the quarter. And then we think about what could derail our progress, because there's always something, right? School holidays, children sick, husband traveling for work, whatever the case. And what do you plan to do about that? So if something that could derail your progress is going to be your partner traveling for work, what are you going to do about it? Are you scheduling extra support? Maybe something that could derail your progress is ADHD that you've recently been diagnosed with. I know that was something from one of my clients recently. And so we had to put in a plan for what she was going to do to support her if she felt derailed in that way. And then we actually dive into the three priority areas and map out the key actions that need to take place for that priority. So for example, if the priority is I'm going to launch a new lead magnet, then the key actions are we need to write it, we need to get it designed, we need to do the landing page, we need to do the email sequences. And with each one of those, we put a due date. So week one, week two, week three, for example. And that way, the entire 12 weeks is planned out with projects. And you can see there, okay, I'm really biting off more than I can chew here. This is actually a whole year's worth, or oh, hang on, there's not enough here, and I can smash that out in 6 weeks. And so that's why this process is really helpful, and it's all works together. So then I encourage you to come back and do this whole process every 3 months, because you don't need to redo the whole long-term vision, but you get to revisit it and see what actually worked in the last 3 months. What didn't? What am I continuing? What did I drop the ball on? Did I overload my schedule? Can I actually ramp it up? What do you need to do to make sure that you are moving the needle on the things that you said that you wanted to achieve this year in line with those big, beautiful, audacious goals that you set? And that's the process. That is the process. So, are you ready to raise the bar? Because we only live once. We live one time, and we get one shot at making the most of our time on this earth. And that the gifts that you have been given, that dream that is on your heart, is not just for you. It's also for your family, and it's for everyone else that you have the opportunity to impact. Because your potential is so beyond what you have probably dreamed that it is. And you do not have to settle. You don't have to just exist. You don't have to tread lightly. You don't have to operate from a place of fear or conformity. You get to shine. You get to shine really brightly, and you get to be the light for others. You get to shape your future and the future of everyone that you come into contact with if you choose to lead. And you chose to start your own business, which means you're choosing to lead. So let's think big. Let's make the most of it. Let's make 2024 a year of impact. And if you need support in that, reach out. If you're feeling wobbly, reach out. I would love to be able to support you in any way that I can. DM me on Instagram is probably the best way to get in touch with me personally. And I love chatting. So that's all. That's all. I really hope that you enjoy this process, that you do this process, that you commit to making 2024 amazing, that you play full out, because you are so incredible and your potential is beyond measure, and I cannot wait to see you shine. So with that, have a wonderful week, and I'll see you on the next one. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Two things before you go. If you have loved this episode, please grab your phone to subscribe and review the show. And if you are ready to make a power move in your business, book a free strategy call with me, and you will walk away with a three-step action plan and a new fire in your belly. Book your call at annalisewarn.com/consult. The link is in the show notes. Have a fabulous week.